Morning. The sounds of morning. Not morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, but morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Good morning. May not be morning where you are, but I cannot wait until I get outside on my deck first thing in the morning when it's warm enough. Right now it's 50 degrees, not exactly warm weather to be praying. And it's getting so late, so early. So when I get up at 5, by 5:30, the sun is already coming up. The birds are already starting to chirp at 5:15. And I'm here just wondering, do you even notice the birds? The world waking up around you? Do you get up and give God your first fruits and sit with Him and love Him and ask Him to be with you today to make you what you are supposed to be? I pray that you consider doing that if that's something that you don't do. Just talk to Him like He's your best friend. Oh, it is just amazing. Okay, I will close this because some of you may be like, stop with the noise in the background. It distracts me. All right, let me tell you what I was thinking about today. And I want to see if you think this way. And if you don't think this way, I've got to ask you, why not? When I read the readings, it said, Monday, the third week of Lent. And I was like, oh, it's the third week of Lent? ? How many of you know that it is the third week of Lent? Because you are struggling with your sin? Maybe you can't wait until these 6 weeks are over so that you could go back. Maybe it's not a sin. Maybe it's a vice. Maybe it's an emotion that you cannot control, like resentment or anger or judgment or gossiping. The reason I don't know what time of the Lenten season it is because it doesn't matter for me. God healed me, and I know it was my husband and Jeff. This is why it's permanent. And I'm all by myself. I have given myself to Jesus. And this doesn't mean that because you're not by yourself, you can't make this change. Because if any of you have listened to me for any length of time, you know that this change has happened in my life. I was healed in 2013 through my consecration to Jesus through Mary. I almost made it a year and I never even thought of it. I didn't want it. And then Satan got me when I was jet-lagged and kind of drunk off of a plane. This is why it's so important to realize that when you alter your frontal lobe, your reasoning, your rationalization, you can convince yourself into anything. I mean, let's be honest, you don't even need to have a substance to convince yourself into anything. This is why there's free will. This is why God doesn't shove Himself into our lives. He is always there, though, poking and prodding at you. Maybe it's a feeling of guilt. Maybe it's a feeling of, why do I not have this under control? Today, I would like you to make a decision. What team are you on? If you say that you're on Team Jesus, then you need to look at your life and conform to how Jesus wants you to live. We don't just get to walk along and do whatever we do whenever we want to do it. And still say that we are on Team Jesus. If you think of any team, my brother, praise God, and probably my dad might have had something to do with it up there, won his state tournament yesterday. My brother is still on the journey with me, not drinking. My brother is still on the journey of seeking Jesus from a guy who said, "I don't believe in God, Kenj." That's my nickname with my family. "I don't believe in God, Kenj. I'm sorry, I don't." He went to Bali, got sucked into this Buddhist stuff. In the end, Buddhism is philosophically right. I like the fact that it's supposed to be positive energy and whatever you put out there and you love everything and all that kind of stuff. That's all great. But that's not where salvation lies. No one gets to the Father except through me, says Jesus. But just like my brother's team, we have to work at it. You don't just become state champions without practicing over and over and over again. And when you're on a team, it's not a solo game. It's other people on the journey. That's what I want you to remember. You're not alone out there. A, you got me. Even though I'm just a voice on this podcast or a body and a face and a voice on YouTube, you've got me walking with you every day in my video prayer program, if you so choose. You've got me every single day, even on the weekends, on this podcast to walk with you. You've got my email, Kendra@KendraVonAsch.com. If you want more one-on-one coaching, you've got me too. Just send me an email. We'll have a consult. We'll figure out what works for you and we'll pray on it. Maybe it doesn't come to fruition, but in the end, we need to be with other people on this journey because we need to know that we're not alone. And if we're all working on being like Jesus on Team Jesus, I equate this back to my brother, Sean. My brother is an incredible hockey player. Y'all may wonder, well, why isn't he in professional hockey then? He was in semi-pros, but he's just a small dude. He's like smaller than me. And he's not real tall. He's about like 5'6". I'm 5'4". You need a little bit more girth and height to make it in the pros. But what he does and what he does well is coach kids how to be good. Coach kids how to play as a team. Coach kids how to work together, support one another, and also looks at the talent that each individual kid has and develops it. Not everyone's a goalie. Not everyone's a forward. Not everyone's a defense person. So for all of you out there, that's God. If you think about it, Team Jesus, Jesus is the coach. And what is it that you are doing to work with him and allow him to make you the best player on Jesus's team as possible? Because you're different than me. But we're all struggling. It was blatantly apparent when I was at the conference, Christ in Her in Beaumont, Texas. It was beautiful. And people were sharing with me their crosses, which were not my crosses. Why would they share them with me? Because I shared them, mine, with them. Wow, there is a bird right out my window. It sounds like he's in my kitchen. And that, oh my gosh, I just burped, sorry. That would be my whipping cream coffee that came up. And I'm not going to edit this, so there you go. All right, that is what it's all about. We're all struggling with something. And we all can pray for one another on this Lenten journey. Maybe you've got a group of people that you walk with, and maybe you're all alone. You can still pray. Maybe you were at that conference and you were one of the people that went on your own, but you met new people, or you can still pray for all of the souls that were there. I can't tell you how many faces I saw with tears standing on that stage looking out. And as I'm speaking, I am asking the Holy Spirit to sanctify these people who are crying, because I'm connecting with them on an emotional level because I'm being raw and vulnerable. And God is speaking to their heart. And that is what I want us all to think about. Going back to the title of this podcast, do you think this way? And if not, why? Third week of Lent, first Monday of the week, and it doesn't matter to me because I don't want this in my life anymore. It's not going to come back after Lent. It's done. So what's preventing you from saying, hey, this is nothing, this isn't a Lenten thing. I am done with this. Whatever it is that it is your cross, because you've chosen it for a reason during Lent, why not just think a different way? Don't think, boy, can't wait till this Lent is over. Oh, this is a struggle. I'm only on the third week. Think about what a different prayer that is to Jesus. Lord, I'm done with this. Help me finish this in my life. And if it's something that you don't want to change because you're attached to it, look, if you're drinking too much, if you're smoking pot all the time, if you're watching porn, if you're having an adulterous affair, or even if you're like getting turned on by all the Netflix things that have practical soft porn everywhere, I mean, it's impacting your soul. And some of those are mortal sins. So just for the fact of your salvation, can my husband's death remind you that you do not know the day or the hour? At 60 years old, he's dead on my floor? Can that not shake you up a little bit? I don't want his death to be in vain. If I can use his death to make you think again about the fragile life that you have, and that the state of your soul matters, then I will do it. I will bring it up a million times. Why am I not doing this permanently? Why am I thinking within this 6 weeks? Same thing with things that you want to add into your life that are good, like prayer. You want to learn God's voice. You want to discern, don't you? And geez, why don't you want to look at the spiritual war and learn how to fight? It's so much easier when you can identify what's going on. Again, it's not always evil. It's not always the devil made me do it. You have programmed yourself to be this way. But you, on Team Jesus, with the coach of all coaches, can certainly learn a new way of life and be on that team where we are different. We live our lives absolutely different than the people in this world. And how does that impact those around us? They see it. Do you think that my kids and my family don't look at me differently now? When my son asks me, hey, how is sobriety? And he's telling me that he's quitting, not cold turkey, but, you know, I'm not drinking every day like I used to. I looked at myself and thought, boy, this is becoming a pattern. Well, I don't know. Would he have done it without me? Maybe. But he saw the video. He saw everything. So that is how it works. But it's for you too. Yes, do it for others, but do it for you. Because there is such freedom on the other side. And when I say freedom, I mean, wow, I never have to go to confession. I don't have to drive a half hour, 45 minutes away because I'm fearful that that priest is going to know my voice and confess smoking pot and confess drinking or drinking too much. Is drinking alcohol a bad thing? Not if you have full control over it. Not if you enjoy a glass of wine with dinner or two. Some of you may be like, well, I'm three. Well, three definitely gets you buzzed, unless you're a really big person. And I don't mean that in a sly way or anything. I'm just saying, you know, your body weight matters with how much alcohol you drink. If I had three wines, there's no doubt I would have my frontal lobe tweaked. I wouldn't make the right decisions. I would slip up. I would probably swear more. My tongue would get a little loose. And by the way, we're supposed to bridle our tongue. I may do things. That's what I did back in the day when I was drinking and drinking and drinking to the point of being wasted. Do you think I made good decisions? No. I'd find myself in a hotel room with some dude, and then the following guilt would ensue, and that would be the cycle. Now, this goes back a ways, but I'm just saying, maybe that's you right now. So as we're in this Lenten walk and we're struggling, or maybe we're succeeding, which is awesome. Let's give credit where credit is due and praise God. I just want you to think differently. Like, I want this out. I don't want this in my life anymore. So God, you're going to have to help me. Even though I want it, I don't want it. So if you're out there, and I know there's probably one of you listening, I know for sure. I don't want to quit. Do you think that I wanted to quit? I did not. Why did I think I enjoyed it? Let me go there, and then I'll wrap up because we're getting long. Why did I think I enjoyed smoking pot? I would smoke it. And I would feel a little bit of like relaxation, I guess, but I'm not even sure what that was. It was kind of numbing my mind a little bit. It also numbed my hearing. I really didn't listen much. And I noticed that, and I actually brought that up with my husband. So if we would like smoke a little bit while we were drinking before we would eat, neither one of us were listening to each other. We interpreted in our mind what the other person was saying. It was, and I stopped us a few times and I said, wait a minute, listen to what we're doing. Are you seeing this? I'm like, you said this and I thought you said that. I said, then I said this and you thought I said this. And he was like, wow. And I said, this is what this stuff does. And then I'm lazy. When I get high, I don't want to do anything. I certainly don't want to work out. Some of you may even get the munchies. I at least got over that because I started controlling my body. I started feeding my body differently by eating a keto diet. So even high, I didn't have those Oreo cravings that a lot of you just heard me share that Oreo story. I don't have sugar cravings. I could be in a bakery with all of the smells and sugar and everything and an entire table full of stuff right in front of my face. I wouldn't touch it. It does not have a hold on me anymore because of the decisions that I made to get healthy. Same thing with marijuana. If you gave yourself an opportunity to get sober, and let's not use the word sober, to be alive, you would see how much more energy you have. You would see how much more love you have because it numbs your love. Some of you may say, well, I really have great prayer time with God. My question to you is, are you really talking to God? Do you think God is going to be giving you consolation in prayer and giving you little beautiful pieces of candy when you're high? Or is that an angel of darkness fooling you to be an angel of light? Jesse Romero has a book out there on marijuana. There are curses and spells all over marijuana, illegally as well as the stuff that are in dispensaries. And I'm telling you, the dispensary stuff is off the chart. Crazy for your brain. It isn't the pot back in the day. I know this because I've seen it in me. I've seen it in my husband. He used to joke and say, I have to pick a lane here, because when he would drink and smoke, he could barely walk. And I'm just looking also at my finances. I have wine all over this house because everybody brought a bottle of wine over during my husband's funeral and when we had people here. There is not an ounce of me that wants it. But I'm looking around and I'm thinking, this is a lot of money. I wasn't a snob when it came to wine. I mean, I would go ahead and buy the $9, $10 bottles, you know. I wasn't $4, but I also wasn't the 20-something dollar wine. And on top of it, the marijuana costs a lot too. So look at the benefit from the financial side as well. Lord, change my heart. And if you think you're cool drinking and smoking, I have to tell you, I observed all of these people at the airport bar. I'm going to do a video on it. So jump over to my YouTube channel, subscribe. Don't forget to hit the black bell, because otherwise you're not going to know when a new video comes out. It'll give you a notification. I just want to share my observations. It wasn't judgment. It was just like, wow. And then on top of it, people can smell it on you. Your alcohol, your pot, even if it's just one glass. By the way, I wanted to go back. If you're starting prayer, if you're starting adoration, maybe you're going to daily mass a little bit more and you're squeezing that in. Maybe you are adding beautiful things into your life, which, by the way, is what we should be doing as we give up this other stuff. So let's say you gave up social media, or maybe, you know, you gave up YouTube or something like that. Fill it with God. Fill it with prayer. We're supposed to replace it with Him. So if you were adding things and you're like, boy, this is a big struggle, I wonder if I'll be doing this after 6 weeks. You got to get back to the decision on which team you're going to play for. And He's the best coach ever. So pray to Mary, pray to Jesus to change your heart, to make this permanent. Look at the days when you're triumphant in this thing and how you feel and what you're thinking and how happy, maybe, I don't want to say proud, but you should be a little proud if you have a day that is triumphant over this thing that you're struggling with or this thing that you're trying to put into your life that's good. Give credit where credit is due. Lord, thank you so much, but I'm so happy. You're not prideful. You're just proud of the fact that you worked with God and look what can happen. Change your thinking. It's not 6 weeks. I don't want this in my life, or I do want this in my life forever. Jesus, change my heart. Mary, take my petition to him and dress it up. Give it to him, purify it, so that I too can have this miraculous transformation where I'm an even better player on Team Jesus, where I can pray others to healing, and I can be that talent that God gave me. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you loved us to existence. You didn't make us to be lazy lima beans and to fall into the world's traps. You didn't make us to be not holy, virtuous people as witnesses to others. You didn't make us to be this unloving, unclean, impure person around our spouses, around our kids, around our friends, our families, our neighbors, our church community. You made us to be great. We're called out of the world. And it's not easy. But together, we can pray and lift ourselves up. And with you, Lord, anything is possible. It is your word. And we believe. We have faith. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Help me to realize that you can change this in my life, that this can be totally taken away or totally put into my life and a part of who I am moving forward. So for everyone, Lord, I pray that you touch their hearts, that you change their hearts, that you take the scales off of their eyes, enlighten their hearts to the true stupidity of these actions. Even if it's a good action, the stupidity of not praying, of not receiving you more and sitting with you more in adoration and or mass. Lord, sometimes we're really dense and we just don't stop and look at ourselves and truly be honest. So please help us stop lying that it's okay to keep going down this path of doing or not doing this thing. Because the evil one is such a liar. Such a liar. So give us the courage to face the truth and then to look at you as the truth, the way, and the life here on earth, but also for our salvation. Now we are going to pray for all of the people that have departed before us, those souls in purgatory by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, please pray for all of us. Please pray for all of us sinners, now and especially at the hour of our death. Amen. In your holy, healing, redemptive name, Jesus, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You got this with God. You do. It's the only way. It's the only way. Choose Team Jesus and think differently. Stick with my YouTube channel. We're going to talk about how our bodies can be our minds, how our minds are also in this subconscious state. So if we're not paying attention, if we don't pause and pray, we're going to fall right back in to what we normally do. That's how it works. But if we're paying attention, we can grab that thought, grab that emotion, grab that memory, and make it obedient to Jesus. What does that mean? We give it to Jesus. We say, not today. I'm not going to get angry at that person. I'm not going to judge that person. I'm not going to just allow myself to naturally walk to the wine, pour a glass, and drink because it's 5 o'clock. I am not going to let my bodily urges drive me to the cabinet to open up that row of Oreos and just chow down. I'm not going to allow my urges to flip open my laptop and watch someone's son and daughter possibly even being held against their will to have sex in front of me for my pleasure. Total usury, by the way, a mortal sin. Get your butt into confession as fast as you can, because your soul and that, what, 30 seconds of pleasure isn't worth it. This is where we have to start being real with ourselves and asking God to take the scales off of our eyes of the true stupidity of what we're doing, to damage not only ourselves, our bodies, our minds, but most definitely our souls. And because we're living this way, we are telling other people it's okay. And we are being that witness, being that leader. And we're not on Team Jesus. We're not. So remember, if you want to make that state championship and you want that prize of heaven, because I do not want purgatory. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys about purgatory. Anyway, let's get back to the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is heaven. Look, this life is short, people, like super duper short. I cannot believe my husband at 60 years old is not here. I cannot believe that we are not moving down to Tennessee. I cannot believe that my entire life, the man that I loved with every fiber of my being, every cell in my body, is gone. There's no time like the present. None at all. Okay, let's go to purgatory. Purgatory! I'm going to interview Alvaro on Friday. I'm really, really sorry, but if some of you have already sent me questions, can you resend them? I will have a tool one day where we can just be so much more close together, but I don't have it right now. So send me a question about purgatory to my email, Kendra@KendraVonEsch.com, and put purgatory questions in the subject. I'm going to go ahead and search on that, by the way. Some of you may have already done that. I'm still going to search on it, so you may have to do it again, but just to be sure, because you know that I do not have the charism of administration. Me and details are bad. I need help. At least I understand my skills. and the talents that God gave me? I'll tell you this, on Team Jesus, there's some people who have those administrative skills. Like I have to just use this group of people who put together the Christ in Her conference, and they are just so different. Couldn't be more different in age, in skills, in personalities, in, you know, I mean, just amazing. Yet they all pull together. They all have their own individual talents, and they made a beautiful conference as a result. And another last thing, do not compare yourself with anybody else on the journey, please. I believe there's a big old reason why God has done so much in my life. Why I've had so many supernatural, mystical, and miracles in my life. Mystical experiences and prayer. Because I believe He wants me to share them with you. It's not because I'm all that in a bag of chips. It's not. It's because He gave me a big old mouth, and He gave me detachment that I prayed for, because I kept saying, if you want this big old mouth to talk about this stuff, you got to help me not care about what anybody thinks about me. And then Satan crept in over the last couple of years, telling me to keep it quiet. Nobody needs to know. It's okay. All of those lies that I believed. And then I have to go in the most vulnerable way and ask for forgiveness, humiliating myself on a video, but doing it to glorify God and His healing in my life. And at the end, what happens? I kick out Satan. The freedom from sharing that lie is worth every, I don't know, little bit of pot and alcohol that I've ever had. It is beyond freedom. And I want that for you. Wow, this one's a long one. Hello, Monday. All right, everyone. I love you all so much. Don't forget to send me purgatory questions as the subject to Kendra@KendraVonEsch.com. And I will interview him on Friday. I hope to edit it on Saturday and get that out for the Saturday with Kendra. Last but not least, all my soul, mind, and body people, my family, and that is on YouTube. You have to click join. It's $4.99 a month. And we're going to talk something else, but it'll be Monday motivation for you guys today, a little bit later on video. Okay. Again, I love you all so much. You have no idea. I'm so grateful to walk with you. So excited to see and hear what God is doing in your life. So please send me notes. Keep me updated. I love it. I don't have my computer here, but I am going to share some things that people are sharing with me. No names, by the way. I will never, ever call you out. And it all stays confidential with me. That's another beautiful thing that God gave me, was the gift of confidence. Not confidence in me, but to keep your confidence. So as I coach one-on-one, it's never shared. It may be shared as a something, but never tied to a person. Because a lot of us are struggling with the same things. Okay, have a blessed and inspired day.